One, two, three. This is Dr. Alex Avila with Love University, and we're back. I'm an author, speaker, and psychologist, and every week we talk about how to love ourselves, others, and a higher nature. And today, we're very excited to be in the Miami Book Festival, the largest festival out here in the city of Miami, Florida. And we're enjoying a lot of great authors and speakers and writers and fans. And this week, we have a special guest today, Amanda J. Scott, who is a stress consultant helping America and Australia's youth manage their stress effectively. She has a person who has written a book called Create Success from Stress and also won the Seal of Excellence and reviewed by the New York Times. She's a kinesiologist, media healer, and NLP master practitioner. And best of all, Amanda, you are from Australia, which is wonderful. Welcome aboard.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you so much, Doctor, for letting me be part of this today.
Yeah, now that accent by itself is the price of admission alone, right? Now,
yeah.
Why do you guys have that accent? Is that a British accent?
Is actually, because I was born in England, and I sort of came out to Australia when I was 20, and I've been living there ever since. Yeah, it's in Sydney, Australia.
Right, but didn't they send all the criminals out there?
Is that true? No, doctor.
No,
that's right.
Well, I heard that back in the day they sent some people out there that they didn't want. I don't know. Is that historical?
Yes.
Okay. but that, you know, and you talk about stress. Now, I'm feeling a little stressed right now because we just rushed out here from LA to Miami.
Wow.
We barely got it here. Yeah. So how do we deal with stress? Tell me some things I should do today.
Well, you know, stress is good for us, the good stress. And I've leveraged research from University at Berkeley in California, which states that you need a certain amount of stress to really entice the brain to develop new cells. And through this, I discovered that there are actually 8 healthy stress emotions.
Now, one thing, Amanda,
yes?
Before we go into that, how do you help me right now? Give me 3 tips for me right now.
Okay.
I'm feeling stressed.
So tell me, what stress are you feeling at the moment? How are you feeling?
I feel a little overwhelmed because a lot to do today, a lot of guests we need to prepare for. So what should I do?
Okay, well, overwhelm is okay. That's quite a healthy stress.
Is it?
And it's really saying to you, well, it's about you've got those resources within you.
Yes.
And you can always ask for help outside.
Okay.
So we don't want that overwhelm to get into a feeling of anxiousness.
Okay, let's say a little anxious now.
You're getting anxious.
Let's say it then.
Well, bring in that faith. That faith in the future.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
And with that faith in the future, you then know that there is always help outside. It's just asking for it.
Yes. Yeah? Okay.
And taking 5 deep breaths.
Okay, I was going to ask you, do you do meditation? Do you talk about visualization?
Yes, a little bit of those things, but I'm really about release. Relief is good, but I really want to release any of those unhealthy stresses. We need to get to that root cause and to really find out, you know, why. I mean, why are you anxious now?
Right. Well, I mean,
have you been anxious before, Doctor?
Well, of course. I mean, I'm a perfectionist, so I want everything to go
well.
So. Now, perfectionism is a whole topic, right?
Yes, it is.
That can be interesting. Now, people today, how do we release stress? People massage, make love, exercise, they go on an excursion. Are those good things?
Oh, absolutely. We all need a good massage, and we all need love in our lives and intimacy. It's beautiful.
Okay.
So they are part of it. They're part of life.
Right. Now you talk about things that make us feel stressful. You talk about in your book worry, doubt, regret, sadness, hopelessness, unacceptable, and overwhelm.
Yes.
Now, let's say that you have a little dispute with someone, maybe in a hotel or restaurant, like they didn't do your shirt right or something, and you get angry and irritable, and you feel stressed. What should you do about that?
Well, where is the anger? Because whatever's happening in your life, you're sending that out. It's not about the people outside of you. It's what are you sending out to bring somebody in that actually got you upset in the first place? Is there a little bit of anger in yourself?
Yes.
And let's find out what that anger is so that you can really move forward with love. Because if there's anger there, then you're not fully bringing out that love in your life, yes?
Yes.
And there's always worries. Now, anger comes from when we're holding on to too much worry.
Yes.
And there's always going to be worries. Uh-huh. Worries, but what happens with worries is like 95% of worries really never happen. You know, there's only a small amount of worries to actually deal with.
Yes.
So it's about dealing with the worries and their concerns.
Yes.
And a good way about that, that is to write down what you're worrying about.
Ah.
You need to get it out of the head.
Yes.
Because you can't carry worries in your head.
Yes.
Because you're not clear. Your mind's not clear to
yes.
move forward in what you love to do.
Exactly. Amanda, you also mentioned love. Now, Love University is all about extending loving energy without expectation. You're being kind
Absolutely.
To people, smiling and all that. But sometimes when you're in the anger mode, that's hard to do. Let's say you're angry at somebody. Maybe it's a boss, a coworker, a spouse. And you have that resentment build up. You don't want to give them love at that moment. So what do you do at that moment? Should you walk away and do a shopping thing, or what do you suggest?
No, because you're actually you're doing the survival mode. You're either flying or you're fighting.
Yes.
So it's no, because that's not, you're reacting to that. And the best way to do it is to really be present, be calm and relaxed, and don't be unfazed. Don't allow other people to make you react. You know, it's all about you taking responsibility of yourself and not blaming it on other people.
I like that. So the other thing is, Amanda, we talk about research related to a little bit of arousal or stress is good for performance. You know, like, example, you're an athlete, you're a public speaker, so you want to have a little bit of that. If it becomes overwhelming or too much, then it can interfere with your performance.
Absolutely.
So it's like finding the middle ground.
Yes.
But in our society, we're what we call multitaskers. Now, I notice I'm on the internet, I'm reading, I'm doing something else. People watch TV at the same time.
Yes.
Is that good or bad, or how do you see that with stress in our society?
Well, I think, the aim really of Create Successful Stress, the aim is not to eliminate stress completely, but to get to the healthy levels of stress. For instance, some of these holdback stresses that we're holding on to that create the emotional and physical pain, like anger and fear, we don't need those in the body. We already instinctively know what to do. When we trust, the more we trust, the more we connect with our intuition and we can follow our heart. And we know when to, we have discernment on who to trust, when to trust. So I think it's unhealthy to have fear or anger in the body.
Yes.
Because we aren't then in tune with who we authentically
right.
are.
But then, yeah, Amanda, if I'm on the internet, watching TV, reading and shaving, is that good or bad?
You can do all that.
That's
you
okay.
know, you know what you're, some, look, it's lovely to be present and to be focused in one particular thing, because then you can give your full 100%
yes.
commitment to it.
Yes.
Absolutely. But there's some people that like to play Sudoku when they're watching the television.
Okay.
And you know that? That's okay.
Yes.
That's okay.
So it's possible.
And it's loving yourself unconditionally.
Yes.
Without conditions.
Right. But for some people, multitasking does create stress because they're trying to do too many things. So should they do fewer things, or should they try to tell their mind not to have so much stress?
I think yes. Look, as I said before, some people can multitask, but I think it's good to be able to manage your time. You know, when you're spending time with your children, I mean, really connect with them, be there, be present, be a child yourself, have fun with them.
Yes.
And when you're with your loving relationship, be there, be 100% into that.
Yes.
Commit 100%.
Yes, I like that. So basically be in the moment, in the now.
Yes,
is
absolutely.
Is it just stress reliever?
Yes,
because you're not worried about the future.
No.
You're not regretting the past.
Absolutely.
So that's, I think, a great thing to think about.
Yeah.
And I think you got a great message here. This thing about looking at your book, which is called Create Success from Stress.
Yes.
And it talks about serve stress. So some stress can be a little bit good.
Absolutely.
But you also mentioned sadness. How is sadness good?
Sadness is good because sometimes we get sad in our lives. Sometimes we lose somebody, or we lose a thing or a possession, or, you know, and it's about, okay, it's okay to accept that and to really cry about it, to relieve. You need that relief. And that's why crying is so good, to be able to bring it back, the joy, into your life.
Yes.
When people don't actually acknowledge that and suppress their sadness, then it gets harder to be able to release any. Some people that may drink to suppress sadness, and it's, you know, it's okay, and it's okay for men particularly to cry. It's a release in the body.
Actually, Amanda, now, in your personal life, have you overcome anything that maybe made you sad? And what would that be?
Absolutely. I mean, I went through a very stressful time, a traumatic time in a divorce. I actually allowed somebody to make decisions for myself, and allowed someone to tell me what to do. So I overcame that.
You mean your husband?
Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes.
So did that make you sad, angry, or something else, or all three?
I think all those emotions came in as well. But I think, you know, it's getting through that and actually speaking up and speaking your truth and being who you are and not allowing anybody to decide for you. I mean, it's really having that courage and that passion and of life and to bring out the love.
Right. And also say you make sadness, you turn it into joy.
Yes.
In your book, I see here you have a nice chart. And then, for example, you say turn unacceptable into acceptable.
Yes.
Overwhelm into faith in future.
Yes.
And then unknown into trust.
Yes.
And the middle between unknown and trust is fear.
Yes.
And that's something that holds a lot of people back.
A lot of people have fear. And it's the fear, they want to hold on to something. The fear, they're scared. They don't know what to do. They don't have that self-control within themselves. And the more self-control you have, the more you are in tune with your personal power. And you're trusting your ability of who you are and what to do. And that trust really takes you through into that unknown, because that unknown is full of infinite possibilities. It's where opportunities occur. It's where new seeds begin. And the more you trust, the more you have that knowing. For instance, I'll give you an example. You know when you're crossing the road and you cross the road and you see a car coming and you just trust yourself. You go, no, I think he's going too fast. I'll just wait until the car passes. And then you're going through this, you're calm and relaxed and you're trusting yourself and your own ability to be able to cross the road. Well, that's life. Trusting your whole journey in life brings back, brings a fun and a happy journey through life, because fear is what stops us, what holds us back, and fear is what attracts more fear into our life. So the more you actually trust, and the more you trust not just in yourself, trust the universe, because there's a greater power up there.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's there for us, and it's always there to help and support us.
Looking you in the eye, Amanda, you're smiling right now.
Yeah.
I can see that you really have a strong conviction.
Yeah.
You seem like a very spiritual person.
Yes. Yeah.
You told me you want to come to America and bring this mission of stress relief to America.
Yes.
Which is probably the most stressed place in the world, I think.
Right,
for a lot of people,
okay, yeah.
Which is great. And because we think of Australians as being laid back and down under and all that. Is that kind of true? Or is it also stressful there?
Well, we are, yes. I mean, there is a bit of stress still there. I mean, people are just out there wanting to make money.
Yes.
And life's not about money. Your health is your wealth. And it's really connecting to your health.
Yes.
And success is health and happiness.
I like that. Now, Amanda, where can people hear more about you? Do you have any books or products that people can get a hold of?
Yes, my book, Create Success from Stress. I've got a website, www.createsuccessfromstress.com. Or you can email me on createsuccessfromstress@gmail.com. And, you know, have a look at this new way of looking at stress, because it's a positive mindset. It's changing your mind in an empowering way. And I'm really, my mission is to help the young people, 15 to 19, to just change the behavior and beliefs on what stress is in a simple and easy way. So making a difference there, because it's there where, you know, it really upsets me really when I see children are getting more anxious, more depressed. I think we really need to start there and to really build up new beliefs and new behaviors for them so that they can be empowering leaders for the future.
That's wonderful. Amanda, you're a great speaker. I mean, I like your energy. We definitely want to have you back on again. I invited you to come to the LA Book Festival in April.
Yes.
And the main thing, stress really is about fear in many ways. Speaking of living without fear, Amanda, are you going to cross the Atlantic and come to LA to the book festival?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Doctor.
So I invited you to come. We'd love to have you on again and collaborate in the future.
Wonderful.
Because I can see Americans, we need that stress reduction. You know, that's something that's driving our society.
Yes.
It's making it difficult for us to live happily.
Yes.
And again, bringing love into people's hearts. That's what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Reducing fear, bringing optimism, hope, and kindness and gratitude.
Yes.
So Amanda, are you ready for the American journey?
I am. I'm ready.
All right.
Very ready for that.
We'll see you soon. It's been a pleasure having you on the
Beautiful.
Show.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Doctor. And thank
Take
you
care.
Very much all for listening.
So, Love University students, if you have any questions, you can email us at loveuniversitylove@gmail.com, 310-226-8090. Visit us at loveuniversity.love. Like us on Facebook at Love University Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @LoveUPodcast. Until next time, Love University students, put away your notepads, your books, your iPads, and this is Dr. Alex Avila.